This is Richard Bausch. I'll be reading from Wives and Lovers, which is three short novels, and this is from the novella Requisite Kindness. On the porch alone, he looked at the frozen lawn. He walked into the crust of snow, out into the light, from the porch and on, to the limit of the light, turning in a wide circle and coming back, trudging along. When his father had called him at the height of the storm to tell him that Elena was dying, he tried to get the car out of the driveway. He shoveled the snow and put pieces of wood down from the stack along the fence, and it kept snowing, and there was no getting out. And finally he went back inside the house, the place where, in the nights, he had lain awake and thought of suicide, Tilly gone, everything falling apart yet again, went back inside and knelt by the empty bed and prayed for Elena not to suffer. Soon he was crying, head down between his outstretched hands. It seemed to him then that it was all one loss, Elena dying and this latest failure, a chain of hazy evenings being drunk in a bar and playing little sordid games. Tilly talking about leaving. For months she had talked about it. And he had gone into the thing with Rose, telling himself, with the old booze-blurred conviction, that he would make up for everything later, would deal later with whatever happened, whatever price there was to pay for it all. Elena was dying. Elena, whose accepting and humorous eyes always looked into him and knew him for what he was, what he had been, a boy 10 years old seeing his father with another woman, understood the fear and weakness out of which so much of his repeated troubles came, and she loved him anyway. He drove into the old part of Point Royal to a side street, across from the tall row house flanked by an antique store and a law firm where Tilly was staying now. Lights glimmered in the upstairs windows. He got out of the car and walked up to the end of the block, then turned and came slowly back down. It was cold. The air stung his face. He went up on the stoop and rang the doorbell and waited. No one came. He rang it again and waited again. Nothing. The wind moved the bare treetops on the other side of the street. He knocked once, twice. In another moment there were footsteps on the other side of the door. It opened, and a woman he did not recognize looked out. Is Tilly here? Who wants to know? Tell her Brian. The other stared at him with an uncomprehending frankness. Then she closed the door, and he heard her on the stairs. In another moment he heard someone coming back. The door opened again, and the same face looked out at him. She was in bed. Wait there. The door closed. He walked to the edge of the stoop and looked out at the night. Stars, a partial moon, no clouds anywhere. In a little while, the door opened again.